A Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media Station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow, with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. Just a reminder that it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call or text or tweet or send a raven or answer AJ's question coming up, put odds on it. If there's a way to do that. If not, don't worry about it. It's just Wednesday. Just having some fun. Why does it feel like Tuesday today?
Because we did the show at Sawgrass yesterday.
Yeah, when we had Quentin yesterday.
Yeah.
Which usually would be a Monday. So it still feels like a Tuesday, but that's a good thing because it's a Wednesday, which means tomorrow will feel like a Wednesday. It'll be Thursday. We'll be almost done for the week.
That's right. That's exactly right, Fred.
There's something like that. All right. So do you want to do this now? Because I think I want to leave at least enough room for two segments. Or do you want to do something else?
We could do it now. I'm fine either way. You tell me. You seem to have a preference of when we did this discussion.
No, I just wanted to do it. I didn't want to do it in the 4 o'clock hour. That's all. Because there might be some people who find it. Find some of the not the topic itself,
but I'm gonna clean it up a little bit.
The language,
yeah,
some of the language might be offensive. I know you'll clean it up, but still, there's some things in there.
John, the audio. I mean, is it once you bleep it all out, is it still pretty recognizable?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
because the only parts that you really need to bleep out are the I think it's the. There's an S bomb, an M, N bomb, and an F bomb.
Okay.
And a T bomb.
And a mother bomb.
Yeah, a mother, you know, F bomb.
Okay. All right.
Well, see, that's the thing, because there's this thing I want to do later of these Australian guys describing the end of the 6-6 game, but I think there's too much profanity in it for it to work, so it's all going to bleep, right? John, you did it, right?
It's not all going to bleep.
It sure sounds like it's all going to bleep listening to it, but all right. Well, we'll do this, and we'll see how it works, and then we'll go from there.
These Spanish and these white hoes, they just start getting finer than a mother. Y'all black hoes better tighten up. I'm telling you. Tighten up. Y'all doing all that extra for nothing. You're not achieving nothing, bitch. You get your ass done, your teeth done, and you're paying $150 to get your makeup done just to go to a motherfucker, a local club, bitch. Tighten up, ho. These Spanish and these white hoes is getting very spiffy on y'all. They f*** around and learn how to fry chicken. You all, this is useless.
Now, first of all, I don't like to demean women by calling them hoes or bitches. You guys know that I love women.
And that was Trick Daddy, by the way?
Yeah, that was Trick Daddy. That was not me. That was Trick Daddy saying that. So while I do not approve of Trick Daddy's message, or at least the delivery of his message, I don't like using bitches and hoes. I wanted to talk about this yesterday during the Quentin Dimps show, but we decided it's probably not the best time.
Yeah, Quentin was reluctant.
Yeah, and
plus, I don't blame him. He's
we couldn't take calls, and like I said, right. I want to hear from our black listeners on this topic, and I want to hear about whether or not this is true. Is it true that white hoes and Spanish hoes, and again, that's the words of Trick Daddy, not me.
Well, let's.
I don't call women hoes.
You don't have to keep using that word. You can take it off in your own direction, just because he used it.
So I should say white women and Spanish women,
or whatever you want, or vixens, or whatever.
I don't know.
Or you can, you know, if you just want to keep going with what he said.
I don't know how to best word it. But I am curious to know if all black men are feeling that way. And I would actually like to hear from black women. If there are black women who care to respond to what Trick Daddy is saying about you guys needing to tighten up your game and you're doing all this work for nothing. I want to hear from the people on this, Fred.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
What are your thoughts on it when you hear that audio?
Well,
you have a white wife.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so you and so you've been out of the game
for a while. She's
basically
a white walker. I mean, she's Canadian. That's,
she's as white as she can
get.
Yeah,
there's no whiter than that.
And Jong, you date an Asian girl. He made no mention of Asian women in this in this discussion for some reason. But Trick Daddy lives in Miami, I think. I don't think maybe there's just not a lot of Asian women down there. The phones are blowing up, though. I see that, Jong. I see we have zero lines left open.
When I was, I guess it's been 7 years since I've been in the game, but when I was, I mean, it was.
Did you find that women behave differently based on their race?
To an extent, but I never found anyone more irritating than the other based on race. I just found them irritating as people.
Okay.
Or, you know, or pleasant as people.
I feel Trick Daddy is very blunt. He's able to, like, if he feels something, he's like Trump. He just says it. Whatever he feels, he just blurts it out.
And so you just judging from the first text, 713 says sports, Trick Daddy's an idiot. 832 says being a black man, Trick Daddy is right. I'm about to jump the fence. Where are my Spanish and white women at? DJ from Katy.
This is really what
I don't know. I mean, to me, this is, as a black man, how do you feel about this? Doesn't really work for me because, you know, I always liked variety, so.
Jason says, I'll bet all the money in my wallet that no black women listen to this show. I can guarantee you that black women listen to this show. That is a Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, both guaranteed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We see them all the time when we're at Vince.
Mike says, I agree with Trick Daddy, plus they have less attitude issues. Do you find that to be true?
No. White women have less attitude issues.
I think that's a tricky line to walk right there. Uh-uh. All right, let's get to some phone calls. Let's talk to, and no offense to my white listeners. I don't mind getting your opinions on this, but I would mostly prefer to hear from my black brothers and see what they've got to say on this conversation. Let's go to Rock.
What's going on, fellas?
Sports Rock. What's going on with you?
Yeah, man. I just want to comment on that, AJ. Say you want to hear from a black man, well, here you go, man. My opinion on that, Trick Daddy is just flat out ignorant for that, man, because I'm attracted to black women, and not only black women, I'm attracted to women, you know, mm-hmm. So I don't care who you are, if you look good, you nice, it all lights and greens for me, and furthermore, black women are the most emulated women on earth. Everybody want to look like a black woman. Other races are the ones who are getting these butt shots and everything else. So, in my opinion, a black woman would never go out of style. I love me some sisters. That's all I got to say.
All right. That is one in the disagreement with Trick Daddy column.
And frankly, I like what he had to say. I agree with him. I would also say,
I do agree that I like, when I was in the game, I like women of all shades.
I did too.
That was not something, a discriminatory factor for me, because, well, I do think there are beautiful women from all races. Of course, there's ugly women from every race.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the high end here. We're not talking
right.
about.
But I feel like Trick Daddy probably is getting some top shelf stuff, though.
Theoretically.
But what he's saying is that, in his words, y'all doing all this extra bleep for nothing. You not achieving nothing. You getting your ass done, you getting your boobies done, you paying $150 to get your makeup done just to go to a local club, bitch. And he says that Spanish and the white hoes are getting very spiffy on y'all. So I want to know what he means by that. Like, are white women and Spanish women not getting their makeup done? I know a bunch of white girls with fake boobs. Yeah. A ton. Very few white girls I know with the fake ass. But I guess there's probably a couple here.
To the first caller's point, I see a lot of white girls going to that damn tanning booth to try to look darker.
That is true.
Just saying.
That is true. Let's talk to John. Hello, John. John.
Hello?
Hey, John. It's your turn.
Yeah. I don't think I got my name correctly.
Oh, okay.
My name is Khalil.
Oh, okay. They put you on the wrong line. That's all right. What's up, Khalil?
Yeah. So, Trick Daddy, it's in the black community, unfortunately, and just in the community at large, there's this disvaluation of black women, and all these negative stereotypes attached to black women. And so Trick Daddy's buying into all those negative stereotypes, which are completely wrong. So I'm in the disagreement column with Trick Daddy. There's plenty of black women that get educated. Like the previous caller said, many of the other races copy black women features. Like
do you think
Nicki
he's
Minaj,
talking,
for example,
do you think
the big button, et cetera.
Do you think that he's talking about
that in fashion?
All black women? Do you think he's talking about all black women, or when he says you hoes? Do you think he's talking to, like, more of a basic, a dummy-down version of women? Do you think that's what he means? Or is he talking about all women?
Yeah.
Because it sounds to me like he's talking about, like, club rats is what he's talking about.
Yeah, more so hood rats. But even that's negative, too, because he's just still buying into the stereotype that all black women are hood rats, which isn't the case at all. I'm black. My girlfriend's black. My parents have been married. They're black. They've been married 20-plus years. I know lots of successful black women and men who don't buy into the stereotype that he's doing. So what it is just a negative stereotype that keeps going on in society.
All right. I will say this. My wife is white. She cannot fry chicken to save her life. Trick Daddy says if they learn to fry chicken, you hoes is useless. My wife's nowhere near on that. Frying chicken is a nightmare. She can never get the it's never juicy. It's always either too dry. Something happens. I don't know what's going on with that. Let's talk to, who's that listed under Khalil? Go to him, John.
Is that LaQuisha?
No, number six.
Okay.
Where it was supposed to be Khalil.
Maybe it's John.
Is that John? Hey, caller. You hear me?
Hello.
Hey, you. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. What do you got?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Sports guy.
Sports to you. I told you we have black lady listeners.
That's right. That's right. A whole bunch of us we listen.
Jason
we
owes me
stuff.
Every dollar in his wallet. Both of them.
Yeah. Listen, I was listening to Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy sounds like a trick, but my opinion on all of this is, women don't even deal with men like Trick Daddy. Real women, real ladies don't even deal. I wouldn't even give credence to what he says about anything. I can cook and I can satisfy and please my man, and it has nothing to do with me being black or cooking chicken. So,
but again, do you think that when he says hoes, do you think he's generalizing all women with hoes, or is he talking about a subsection of women that are just kind of like
I think he's an uneducated idiot who puts all women in a category of his own self-satisfaction. And so in order for him to feel better, because he's such a low-class person, he has to call all women hoes, whether they be black, white, or Hispanic, or whatever. But the women that I know, real women, wouldn't even be dealing with him.
Okay. Well, Lisa, I thank you for the call.
Thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to stay with this conversation.
That was a good call.
Every phone line on our board is full, and I promise you we're going to get to you all. I want more information on this. I got to tell you quickly about Man's Best Friend. 713-932-6709. I took my dog there. It was a game changer. This was a bad dog that I had. I mean, it was a puppy, but at the end of the day, it was still a pain in the ass. I didn't want to deal with it. I had to get some of these behaviors knocked out. Went to Man's Best Friend. They took care of all of it. Great news, but also you're going to get 30% off when you mention ESPN 97.5 for whatever you get done at Man's Best Friend. But it's great. You go in there. You sit down with a professional. You tell them what you want to work on. What do you want your dog to prioritize? What do you want him to be better at? And when you come back, That's what the dog is doing. It really is fantastic. I cannot recommend it enough. I've taken three dogs to Man's Best Friend. Three! And they've all come back for the better. The address, 2331 Bingle Road in Houston, or you go to mansbestfriend.com. And if you go to our website right now, ESPN 97.5, there is a link where you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. It's free money at Man's Best Friend. All you got to do is go to ESPN975.com and click that link. Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay.
What's up? ESPN 97.5.
Damn!
Yeah!
Damn!
Are y'all ready?
Are y'all ready?
What? What? What?
Yeah!
Y'all ready to play some football?
Texas A&M, New Mexico State College Football, 6:30 Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
I like this song. I like the original version. I don't like this football version.
Yeah, I think the original version is one of the few ones that I have on my iTunes. So.
Know somebody that knows something about it, yeah.
Lauren the Aggie says, I doubt you'll get a better caller than Lisa on this topic. Hashtag go Lisa.
Lisa was good.
She was.
But I like to get the man and the lady versions of this. Brandon Holcomb says, don't give a bleep what Trick Daddy says. I ain't ever going back. And this is probably racist of me, but based on the fact that his last name is Holcomb, he sounds like a pretty white guy. So apparently he's made the switch over. In fact, hold on. In his Twitter avatar, it's black and white. But yep, he's a white guy with a black girl. So he's made the switch. And Josh, who also is a white guy with a black woman in his Twitter avatar, says the problem is that you're trying to put an analytical lens over an unfounded, factless statement. I'm not trying to put an analytical lens over it necessarily. I do want to know where, and you say it's factless, but I mean, I think to Trick Daddy, this is what he's observed. Trick Daddy's been around a lot more hoes than I have. I can tell you that much. He knows more about the hoe scene than I do, no doubt. And a lot of people asking for David Philpott's thoughts on this. Philpott, he leaves early now, huh? He's never here for our show anymore, is he?
No, he takes off at 3.
Yeah, he's a busy life now.
I'm with Harold on Facebook. I'm going intergalactic, going green, alien, Martian. Trick Daddy is an imbecile.
Okay.
Yeah, now you want to get into that about going alien, I'm totally down with that. Or Robot Chick from Westworld.
Who's this on line 5 where there's no name?
I don't know.
They've been on hold the longest.
Let's see.
Hey, line 5.
What's going on? I'm John.
Hey, John. Boy, the interns have really blown this. We were supposed to have John a while ago. That was Khalil, and Khalil was Lisa. It's a mess. What's going on, John?
Oh, man, it's all good. To make a quick comment on that Trick Daddy issue, man, I think it's a complete joke. Trick Daddy apparently speaks to a certain level of people that would include its listeners. I don't think that a lot of Trick Daddy listeners are educated or responsible. And to kind of answer your question that you've asked other listeners, do I believe that Trick Daddy is only talking about black women when he talk about hoes? Then I would almost say yes, sadly but true, because if he were talking about white hoes, he would mention white hoes.
Well, he does mention white hoes, but I'm saying when he says hoes, is he talking about – I feel like he's not talking about all women perhaps, but maybe just a subsector of women that are going out to the clubs and getting their ass implants and things like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just like Lisa said, your earlier caller, you know, there are a lot of educated women who wouldn't even listen to a Trick Daddy CD if it was given to them for free. Or you know, the new gadgets, you know, the iPhones, whatever. But even if the concert was for free, they wouldn't go to a Trick Daddy concert because it's like poison. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the current modern-day hip-hop rap music poison. It doesn't speak life to anything, and so you have people that are rappers that talk about hoes getting implants and bitches doing whatever, you know, and it's it speaks nothing of responsibility. It speaks nothing of uplifting. It speaks nothing of let me grow. I mean, Trick Daddy's got to be 50 years old. He's still talking about hoes. So,
how old are you, John?
I'm 35.
Okay. And one thing you said, John, I don't like, is that, like, you piled anybody who listens to Trick Daddy into this box. And I don't think that's fair, because there's a lot of people who tell me all the time, I hear this all the time, especially from women, anyone who listens to your show should be ashamed of themselves. And I don't think that's fair. I think we have a lot of good listeners. Of course, we have some disgusting pigs, too. And but that's what every show is.
I say 95% of our listeners are awesome, and 5% are trolls, basically. Yeah. I'm bothered by something else he said.
Okay.
Was he dogging out the band Poison? Because I was a big Poison fan in the 80s.
Most 35-year-old black men don't care much about Poison.
Okay, well, I thought he was I thought he was dogging out Poison, and no. Every rose has its thorn, and I'm telling you, I was a little offended by that.
I think most 35-year-old black men miss out on the power ballad era, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to, and that may be me racially generalizing, which isn't fair, so I apologize, black men. What's this name on line two, Jong? I'm going to let you do that one.
Bizzats?
Oh, yeah, he's called before.
What's up, Bizzats?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, man, I'm going to give you all from two different perspectives. The first perspective is this. You do have a lot of, black guys, whether they're athletes, high-profile athletes or not, they do date other races like Spanish girls and white girls because the physique or the shape of these girls are close to black women. So now that leads me to the other perspective is when these black athletes do get the white girls, they're not fine. They're trash. Charles Barkley's wife, she was trash. RG3, Kiki Barber, the intern, they're trash. So I mean, if they're going to marry the opposite sex, at least let them be beautiful, something better than the so-called hoes that Trick Daddy talking about, and they're not. So I'm just not understanding these black guys that supposedly don't like these black girls. They're going to the opposite race, and they're not even getting, women that's good-looking, that's, worth even trying to downgrade a black lady. So I'm not understanding this. They pay so much money. When I mean the opposite race of black women, they pay so much money to look like black women, but then the black guys drop them to get a trashy looking white girl. I don't get it, man. So I'm gonna hang up and listen to y'all and see what you say.
All right, I will say I thought Russell Wilson's first wife, she was hot. She was a hot white chick.
I don't remember her at all.
But Ciara's hot too, probably hotter.
I'll go hotter.
Plus, she's an earner. I don't like that.
Now they're going to spit out a kid.
Yeah.
4'9".
That's probably going to ruin her, but, I mean, it's good while it lasted.
Says, as an African-American woman, I wouldn't go to a Trick Daddy BMW giveaway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's a lowlife and barely more than a one-hit wonder. Hashtag something I can't say.
Do African-American women in general, do they seem to dislike Trick Daddy? Is that... Yes,
I've had several texts from African-American women who do not like Trick Daddy.
Well, I mean, he doesn't like them either, is what he's saying.
Yeah, well, and I think maybe
is that, do you think there's correlation there?
Maybe so.
Do you think black women are angry because he's saying that they need to tighten up their game? Or is it because he's a pig and they don't like
it? I think it's because he's a pig.
Because I haven't heard any white or Spanish hoes call in and defend him, I must say. Let's go to Brad. What's up, Brad?
What's going on, fellas?
Sports.
So,
Brad, are you a black man?
I identify as a black woman.
Oh, okay. So, that's interesting.
So I agree with all the other callers, especially Lisa. You know, if Trick Daddy, if all these black women turned out how he's wanting them to, he wouldn't have anything to rap about. You know, this dude would go broke in a second. So I'm trying to figure out what his end game is. You know, if these women, if these hood rats, they go away, he's pretty much stuck out there. You know, he's done.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we've been suckered into Trick Daddy's game, into talking about the stuff that he wants us to be talking about. But I found his commentary fascinating. And I know that we have a lot of black women listeners. I know we have a lot of black men listeners. And I was interested in your opinions on this. Let's try Will. What's up, Will?
What's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
So guys, I'm really tired of the cliche answers that people are calling in with.
All right.
And I hate the fact that they talk like, you know, some of the things she says isn't true. Now, of course, we all know that there's, you know, extremely beautiful and educated black women out here who are great. But you can't forget that there are those women with the big butts and the fake asses and the ones that are going straight for money and the ones that are those hood rats that he's talking about. Now, with that being said, that's a very lower class of black women, which is nowhere near the majority, but that class does exist. That class is portrayed in the media all the time. Go to Instagram. Oh, my God, it's terrible. So it does exist without a doubt. And then one thing that and you got to understand that Trick Daddy, he's a lower class man as far as his perception of women, you know. That's probably all he's messed with. I can't see a nice, good-looking, educated black woman being his type. So he's talking about all he knows. And then one other thing, guys, before I get off, is I didn't hear anybody touch on the attitude part that he said. Any black man that you know, is listening, knowing what I'm talking about, you got to go to the hood for that he's talking about. A lot of us get out of the hood by the time we leave high school. We're born into it, so we can't help that part. But by the time we leave high school, we get out. But the attitudes are nasty.
Black
nasty
women?
Nasty. And only that demographic.
Black hoes, you mean?
Black hoes. Perfect. Yeah. We can't act like they don't exist because they do exist. But
do white hoes and Spanish hoes have any better attitude?
They do. And people are going to call in and disagree, but black hood ghetto girls, which is those black hoes that he's talking about, their attitudes are terrible. They will cut you. It's real. It is real. Some of my family, I know them, and the white hoes and Spanish hoes. Spanish hoes are crazy too, but the white hoes, you don't have to deal with that. But that's just that demographic.
Well, that's who he's talking about. Maybe he is breaking it down into to subsections of women. All right, we got more calls on this. We'll continue to get your opinions on this. I know it's not sports-related, but I don't really care. I found it fascinating. I wanted to hear from you guys on it. I'm going to tell you about DraftKings, guys. If your year-long fantasy season is going about how mine is, and it's a total, complete, utter train wreck, and you were actually sad because Arian Foster retired, because now, oh, boy, you got to find someone else because you were hanging on to him that bad? Not too late to save your season and win huge cash at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. It means no season-long commitment to these busts and scrubs. Never again are you having to comb the waiver wire at 2 a.m. Every week is a brand-new season at DraftKings. Pick your contest, draft your team, follow the action live. You can renew old rivalries. You can play with friends, the same friend every week if you want, or try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is circling the drain, you can still win big money at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. The website is DraftKings.com.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. We'll just keep this going as long as you guys want to go.
If you haven't paid attention, we've been talking about Trick Daddy's comments. Let's go to Kevin. You're on the Blitz. What's up, Kevin? Hey, Kevin, sports.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this is our friend, AJ.
This is us. What's up?
Hey, man, what's sports, man? What's up, AJ?
Sports
to
you.
I got to come in about this Trick Daddy thing.
All right.
For the most part, I believe that these people that's calling you, Lisa and the last guy, I think they misinformed about the education, because I don't think he was talking about education. I think he's talking about women like Vivica Fox, what's the girl that's married to Dwayne Wade, Little Kim, a few of those women who already had, like, potentially pretty skin, naturally good skin, and stuff like that, and they go out and get all this plastic surgery when they didn't have no need to. So, but, you know, like in the hood where we come from, ho is just a term of, for them, not me, but for him, it's a term of endearment term. I don't want to embellish it, but it's like a term of endearment. They use that word, women and guys, they use that word all the time.
So when he says hoes, he means it in a good way?
Yeah, they most of the time they mean it in a good way. If it was in a bad way, you'll know it, because bullets will be flying and fighting and stuff like that. But I don't think that's the case, you know. But I that's the way I think he meant it. Because, you know, I go to the gym. Me and my wife, we go to the gym. I'm 46. You know, my wife goes to the gym. She tries to stay in shape and stuff like that. But when you go to the gym, you don't see a lot of black women in the gym. But you see a lot of Hispanic women and a lot of Caucasian women in the gym. So that's what I think he meant when he said they're getting stiffy. Stiffy is just another word for getting cleaned up. So, you know, a lot of people, I think they're taking it out of context. I don't think he meant nothing bad. But about the fried chicken part, though, I think that was kind of racist, because we all don't eat fried chicken. You know, we like our chicken baked.
You don't eat fried chicken?
Yeah, I do. I do on occasion, but not a lot. Okay. Not a lot. But, you know, we got to eat healthy. So I'm going to just hang up, listen to what you guys got to say.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. I don't know if hoes is – I've never heard hoes as a term of endearment. I don't know many women who prefer to be called hoes. But, again, I'm not hanging out with the same kind of chicks Trick Daddy is either. So that may be a different thing. Let's go David. What's up, David?
Hey, sports guy.
Sports to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. And it's your turn.
Hey.
I move on
all
to the
right.
Next one.
David, that was I would have loved to talk to you, but it didn't work out. Let's go to John.
Sports, guys.
Yeah, sports.
Hey, I'm John. I'm a caller from earlier. I wanted to clarify a thing or two about I wasn't trying to group all of everybody who listens to Trick Daddy or unintelligent or not well-to-do people. I think in a lot of cases, Trick Daddy and a lot of other rappers create the very women that they talk about. They create these type of women, just like with guys wearing skinny jeans. That didn't happen until Lil Wayne and somebody else started doing it. And so I do, and not to talk down on the band Poison. Yes, I do know who they are. I used to listen to them when I was in college. But I do think that the demographic that music is spoken into the most are going to be where Trick Daddy would find these hoes.
Okay, that's fair. Joel says the ratchet hoes that would defend Trick Daddy don't listen to your show. They won't call in. So, I don't know. I'm not good on I don't know. I don't know if we have ratchet hoes listening to the show or not. That doesn't break down in the demographics, right, John?
No.
No, it doesn't tell if someone's ratchet. Hey, tell the interns no more calls on this. We got to cut it off at this. But I want to clear the board, but we can't do this all day.
Well, if you want to take it to 6 o'clock, you can.
All right,
because you got a lot of people on.
Well,
here.
If we take it to 6 o'clock, that's gonna. I mean, that's what we've got now.
Yeah, but no more calls.
Yeah, so whatever we've got on now, that's good. But no more calls on this. If you want to get in, you can tweet us. Let's talk to Glenn. Glenn, turn your radio down, brother.
That's good, but no more calls on this. If you want to get in, you can tweet us.
Glenn. I've heard those interns out there telling people to turn their radio down. You guys are trying to pull one over us. Let's talk to Chase.
I'm here.
What's up, Chase?
I'm here. Sorry about that. You must have got some women working the lines over there. Can you hear me?
You on speakerphone, Chase? Get off speakerphone.
I'm not.
Oh, Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
What was that, cricket?
What are you on, a Bluetooth or something?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, okay. I was just following up on John, the last caller, the one that called back, and kind of giving my perspective. I'm in the middle. I'm the brown guy, right? The Hispanic guy we're talking about. I think it has more to do with culture and weak part of the women's culture, black, white, Hispanics. I was reading Trick Daddy's. First, the dude's almost 50 years old. I jammed him. I'm 32, so in high school. Do the math, and I think it has more to do with the Miami, the Florida thing. I think that dude has lupus, been in prison, so I think he's exploiting that demographic, if you know what I'm saying. But I'm reading his Twitter, and it's like white H, black H, and then it's Hispanic. There's not much said. I heard one caller say that H-O-E-S word, but I think it has more to do with the confidence in the women fighting back. You know, Hispanic people tend to be loyal, passionate, tell you how it is. Black women, I don't know. I haven't dated any black women, but I think that's where we're headed down this road, this slippery slope, the velvet ditch, if you want to call it.
All right. Raving Plumber says, I'm black and my wife is Mexican. I don't discriminate, but I can't deal with the hood rat attitude. But I think there are, I think different women, I mean, of all races, I think there are women of all races who come with bad attitudes. And a lot of that is not just, it has nothing to do with, well, maybe it does have something to do with race, but I think it's easy to just pile it into race. But a lot of it, I think, is just upbringing. I think there's just some there's trashy hoes of every color, every race, and often trashy chicks have bad attitudes. That's so I don't know if that's fair.
Can we quit dismissing him because he's 50? Sound like he's
50-year-old guys don't know what's going on in the real world.
I would
today.
Just say there are some 50-year-olds who are still relevant. So,
John, do Asians ever call women hoes?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You ever hear any of your Asian buddies talking about hoes?
No,
I never hear that either. You guys are all classy. White people, black people, Spanish people. We can't get it together. That's why Trick Daddy didn't include you guys in this game. All right, I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions one more time. And I promise, guys, we'll get through these calls in the next segment. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get your backyard looking right again. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. Plus, they can help you with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, and more. But carved stone gives you that superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you with saving some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. It's not worth the time. It's not worth the money. Get a carved stone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5. Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Just want to remind you to tweet to Degenerates975 your superhero of the week and what their superpower would be. Could certainly apply to this conversation if you wanted it to. The winner will be announced in the 6 o'clock hour. You get a $25 gift card to Bedrock City Comic Company and a T-shirt. So, Soccer Bilal says, why are we not talking about Arabic women?
I don't think, Trick Daddy's not, he's not dealing with y'all.
I've only dated one Arabic woman in my entire life. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence that she was also the most selfish little thing I've ever been around. So,
Mike Chin says, very true. Black girls get all that work done and don't keep it up. White girls are coming back. Step your game up. And then he said, there are no ratchet hoes listening. The only way to get a real perspective on this is talk to someone directly from the hood. You don't think we have a hoes or hood rats or anything like that listening?
I'm sure we have plenty.
Hood listeners, I bet.
Well, you got a full board. Maybe you can find one on there.
All right, let's bang through these. Let's talk to Phil. What's up, Phil?
Phil, what's going on, man? This is Phil.
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, this thing the Trick Daddy's talking about, man, he's on to a little something. I know exactly what he's talking about. When you say you're generalizing these hoes and they got all this stuff going on about butt implants and going down to the Dominican Republic and getting the lip implants and everything, they're growing up with a mindset. The first 16, 17 years of their life, they're hearing, you know, your daddy wasn't crap, you know, men aren't crap and everything else. So they grow up with that mindset, and these are the women that Trick Daddy are talking about. So, I mean, it is a subgroup, like you said, of hoes, I guess, quote unquote.
So he's not just generalizing women, in your opinion.
He's not generalizing women as a whole. He's generalizing, you know, like you said, subgroups. There's subgroups. There are hoes out there, unfortunately. I mean, you know, different guys call them, have different names for them. But, I mean, we all get it. When you hear the word hoes, the ratchets, and yeah, you can be certain there's no ratchets listening to the show right now. You got no ratchet listeners, for sure. But anyway, you definitely got to take into consideration that there are subgroups, and he's not talking about all women, but he's talking about those subgroups. And what he's saying is true. You know, they're going and getting the implants. You know, they're doing all these different things. But other than that, man, they don't have any other qualities. I mean, you know, they say now the Instagram is the new, you know, the no talent is the new talent. You're on Instagram doing these dumb challenges and everything else, man, and that's what people are getting famous for. They're getting famous for sex tapes and everything else. No talent is the new talent. But definitely, yeah, definitely subgroups, for all sure. Right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Phil. Let's talk to Josh. What's up, Josh?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, so just a quick recognition to you guys. I really do appreciate the fact that you want to go ahead and bridge the gap and not really cause as much racial division as Trick Daddy has just caused. I think that's garbage that someone like him would single out black women in general, because let's be honest, you said it yourself, AJ, all women have been known, not all women, but there are women with bad attitudes.
Oh, of course, especially it's not, trashy
it's
women.
Not, yeah, it's not a cultural thing, okay? That's just how they are. That's just how they're raised. You can't put a color on a bad attitude. That's just not right. That's not fair. I'm a man that's dated many different races, and I can tell you this. All the women are different, yes, but bad attitudes, that's indistinguishable. That's just a bad, you know, if you're a bad person, you're a bad person. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, nothing like that. And I really do appreciate you guys really reaching out to the black community like that. That is something amazing. And it's something that more people should do and not be afraid of cultural or racial division. Because this is something that is just, it's everyone's problem, in my opinion. And I think anyone that just disgraces women like that and uses the word still hoes in 2016, like, I mean, really, I can't believe in this progressive era that we're in that we're still using the word hoes. All unbelievable. Right. And thank you, Mr. Hoffman, for bringing this up, man. I really do appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful day.
My pleasure. I like it when people talk to me like I'm a professor, like I'm doing something great here. Let's talk to – did they listen to me about not taking any more calls on this? Because I feel like the board is just as full as it was 20 minutes ago when I said stop taking calls.
They didn't listen.
Let's talk to Steve.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Steve. Sports to you.
First of all, that last caller, super sensitive. and Trick Daddy's 100% correct.
Oh, boy. Okay.
For the sense of you go into the gym and you see all these other races. Okay, 30 years ago, these women were looking like Miss 6 O'Clock.
straight up, straight down. Nobody had a big old booty. They may have had some chest, but nobody had a big old booty. Now everybody got a big old booty. So Trick, I think people are trying to, it's always white and black with people. It's not about that. First of all, when he's talking about hoes, he's talking about all women. Not just the club goers.
Okay.
So he's just basically saying, black women, step your game up because these other women are in the gym getting fine and looking just as good as you are with these curves. And if they learn how to cook your food that you've been feeding your man to keep him, you in trouble. And he's 100% correct.
You have a woman?
I do.
She a black woman?
She is.
Does she know that do you make sure that she keeps up on things before she gets replaced by a white hoe or a Spanish hoe?
She stays tight, but I don't have to tell her that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? This is the thing is, I'm not calling black women lazy at all. But the thing about it is that black women have always gotten by with having big booties, right? Slim waist. But you know what? The more you sit around, that booty gets bigger and that waist gets bigger. It doesn't just stay like that. Nobody has that genetic upbringing. So these other races got smart and said, you know what? I want a big old butt. Yeah, I got to work for it. So they stay in the gym. They work for it. They get fine. And these brothers are like, hey, damn, you know?
Well, so, there's one of the first people to agree with Trick Daddy today. Let's talk to Carter real quick before we hit the break. What's up, Carter?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
So I think Mr. Trick said a lot of right things and a lot of wrong things. Heard some callers say that black women are the most mimic women as far as, you know, people trying to look like them. But if you think about where the big butt came from, it came from J-Lo. Big boobs came from Dolly Parton. That's a white lady. A lot of black women get fake hair, straight black, straight hair to look like white women's hair. So I don't think people are trying to, or women are trying to look like black women or mimic black women. I think it's the opposite. And that's exactly what Trick said. They're going to get in butt lifts. Butts came from Brazilians.
No, he's
all the Brazilians have the big butts.
Well, I think most black women have big butts have been associated with black women for a very long time.
But who made it popular? J-Lo? I mean,
long before J-Lo. I think it was long before even when J-Lo. I was a kid, that was the case. So
yeah, even sorry. Like even like one of the first pornos I had that was like a. It was a big asses porno, and it was mostly black chicks in it, and that was well before J-Lo was ever famous. So, I mean, this was like a hidden videotape porno. So,
and this goes back to the 70s, man.
Yeah,
when I was a kid,
an old school thing.
And there were magazines that just had.
Yeah, J-Lo didn't invent booty.
Yeah,
I can promise you that.
Yeah, sorry to snatch that one right from your jaws there, but.
All right, I'll let you decide if
you know what? We'll talk about it on the break if you've got a lot of people who want to keep talking about it. So,
all right.
You know,
until then.
I don't have I mean, I've got sports, but who really gives a crap? Okay,
break down the Rockets Lakers tonight? Come on.
Yeah. We do our top 25 2 days too late? No. I mean, we got all this stuff. We can do it, but do you really care?
No one cares.
All right. Well, plus it's almost an hour off for me, so I'm fine. But hey, guys, if you do want to get in on some gambling, you know the place to go, MyBookie. And the great thing about MyBookie is you win, you get paid. It's that simple. And right now you can join thousands of other people who've made the switch to MyBookie. I don't use any other site, mainly because I was tired of having to wait weeks to get paid and get paid in shady ways. That doesn't happen with MyBookie. And you can bet live games. They've got everything you could possibly want on there. And for my horse racing friends, they have a full race book with track odds and all track bets. And again, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit with 100% bonus. That goes as you play, by the way. You can't just put in $100 and then take it right back out and have $100. You get 100% bonus if you deposit and you play to that, and it's a great offer. Promo code FRED to activate your offer. Visit them today or call 844-900-BETS. And they also have great customer service. If you have a problem, they fix it right away. You play, you win, you get paid. Ditch your bookie. Check out MyBookie. Sign up today.
You're listening to The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.